Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 30th of August 2009 and the time is 10 past midnight. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
I'm Selina Alkan and I come from Buckinghamshire. Oh, I'm shaking.
Alright, and your age?
I'm 19.
Okay. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
About 2 months ago, I found it in the Sunday Times magazine, and I thought, well, I'll just go for it. I didn't think I'd get a place.
What was it that most struck you about the project?
It just seemed interesting to stand up on a plinth, you know, do what you want, and I thought I'd give it a go.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up there?
I'm going to take a flag up representing the Afghanistan troops which have died. There's currently 207 flag poppies on there, but today another one died, so, but each poppy represents a soldier and it's got their name on them.
Okay, can you tell us why you decided to go up there for that particular cause?
I had lots of different ideas, but it just seemed sad that a lot of them were my age, they're young, and I thought it would be nice to pay tribute to them because they're keeping our country safe, so.
And tell us a little bit about your background. What is it you get up to of a day? I don't know if you work, study, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm on my break from university. I'll be going back in 2 weeks, and I'll be studying visual communications. And I like to go out and party, but I used to go to clubs a lot. But I'm keeping away from them this year, because it takes a lot of money.
What was it that struck you about visual communications? Why did you go for that course?
I like illustration and I like graphics, and visual communications involves both of them. So that way I can have a more broader experience of design. And
what about in your spare time? What do you get up to?
I like photography, so I go around and take photographs. Where my uni is in Bournemouth, there's lots of nice seaside, which takes nice photography.
And how does living in Bournemouth compare to living in Buckinghamshire?
It's different, because where I live is very, very quiet, in the middle of a field, and it's nice to go there and have a bit of a lively life.
And what would you say, what impact would you like your hour to have on those that kind of, you know, witness it?
Maybe I'd like them to just take an hour out to think how important life is and what those people are going through out there. It's not a nice time out there. So while I was making the flag, I listened to radio shows of them out there telling their experiences, and it's not nice. And we're sat here having a nice comfy time at home, and they're out there fighting for us.
And how about the impact on you? How do you think that, you know, the whole experience, not just the hour maybe, but the preparation as well, by the sounds of it, how what do you think you might take from the experience?
I think standing on the plinth, it will make, hopefully it'll make me more of a confident person. And also making the flag, I thought about lots of things, like how I don't know.
What do you think, I don't know, you mentioned the flag and then a little bit about it outside. What do you think you might do with the flag afterwards? If you could just describe what it looks like as well for the record, that would be
It's
useful.
A Union Jack with the red stripes are poppies, made out of poppies, and it's entirely fabric, and the blue triangles are denim.
And the white's the white fabric, like white fabric as a basis, as a foundation.
It's a creamy colour.
Cool. Who's come down to support you today?
I've got my mum, my stepdad, my best friend, my cousin and my granddad. They're all here. They're all I think they're more excited than me. I'm quite nervous about going up.
And can you tell us a bit about your family background, the relationship you have, like with your parents, siblings?
Well, I don't have any brothers or sisters. My dad lives in Kenya. My mum and stepdad have been together for about 10 years now. I used to live in Turkey when I was about 12. So I'm half Turkish, I can speak Turkish. And we're a very close family.
How does life compare here in the UK to being in Turkey? Which do you prefer and why?
I think I prefer Turkish weather, because in the summer you get proper summer, and in the winter you get proper winter, thick snow. So in England you don't know what weather you're going to get.
So what would you say, what do you kind of most identify with, being Turkish, British, half Turkish?
I think I'd be more Turkish than English. I think I've got, because my mum's quite Turkish at home, she's very, it's a very clean freak, and I'll take after that.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm a nice person, I'm shy, that's why I'm quite shocked that I'm going to go up there in a minute. I care about what people think, and I'm quite creative, I hope so anyway. And just a normal 19-year-old, I guess.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment?
I'm doing well in my university to, you know, and get a nice job at the end of it to support me throughout my life. I'd like to maybe start up a business later on, maybe like a graphic design company, something.
Have you got any particular interest within the realm of kind of, you know, visual communications and graphic design? Is there anything you're particularly focused on or thinking about particularly?
I used to really like children's illustration, but I can't decide on an area which I like yet, which is why I chose visual communications. So hopefully at the end of it, I'll be able to choose which area I like. But at the moment, I like everything, like photography, illustration, graphics.
And what do you take snaps of when you go around taking photographs?
I like animals, and I like taking photos of people, because you get their expressions and, you know. But I don't like them to know I'm taking their photo. I just sneak up at them and take their photo.
And what plans and what hopes and plans do you have for the future?
I don't really know yet. I've always wanted to move to America. I don't want to stay in England all my life. I don't know really.
Why the States?
It seems so much fun out there. That you hear. So I went to California when I was little. I know I was little, but I just loved it out there.
So. And what fears do you have?
As in phobias or?
Okay. phobias for now and then fears for the future as well.
Okay, phobias. I hate wasps, and I hate the squeaky paper which you get in printers. I cannot touch it at all. And fears for the future, I guess, being unsuccessful in a career and just having a boring life. I want to have an exciting life.
So how would you say the emotional journey has been from first finding out about the beats to applying to being allocated a slot, being contacted, and now being here half an hour or 3/4 of an hour before you go?
Well, it's been on my mind basically non-stop for the past 8 weeks, and I think it's built me up as a better person, knowing that I'd have to go up there and all these people will be watching me, so I knew I had to think of a decent idea which wouldn't, you know, let me down, or I wanted to do something nice, and I think my idea is nice.
And how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get the opportunity to become part of the project?
I'm very, very lucky, because I don't normally win anything, so I was quite surprised to get the email through telling me.
And how about the significance of the project itself, it being a piece of public art, it being a representation of the UK and 2,400 individuals doing different things? What does that mean to be part of that?
I feel quite chuffed, because it's not every day this happens, and you know, to be part of the 2400 is quite special. It's not going to happen again. So I didn't want to waste my time up there by doing nothing.